Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 21, Johannesburg and Emelahleni 18.
Slow moving traffic in Melrose on the M1 North as you approach Athol Oaklands Road. You've got a stationary vehicle, Bedford View, N12 East before the R24 split, and still dealing with queuing traffic because that earlier truck fire incident on the N3 North at the Geldnys interchange.
Die Gauteng Sonderwysdepartement veroordeel die ontwrigting van skoolonderrig by die Elra Park Laerskool in Nigel in Ekurhuleni. Die departement se woordvoerder Steve Mabona sê ouers beweer hul optrede is te wyte aan ontevredenheid met die tempo van vordering rakende die beloofde nuwe skoolgebou.
So the community is demanding that we need to replace the school and we will not be in a position to do that because of the recommendation of the engineers and the budgetary constraints that we have. So we feel that with the refurbishments, we would have attended to the problems of that structure.
Ouers het echter beweer dat hulle ontevredenheid is met die veiligheid van die gebou van die skool. Die aanleier John Steenhuisen sê Johannesburg het 'n simbool geword van Suid-Afrika se ekonomiese verval. Met die bekendstelling van die party se plan om die ekonomie 'n hupstoot te gee, het Steenhuisen jare se wanbestuur en korrupsie blameer vir die verval.
What we need to focus on doing is removing the roadblocks to growth and building a new superhighway towards growth and prosperity.
Steenhuisen sê swart ekonomiese bemagtiging in sy huidige vorm het ook 'n hindernis vir klein besighede geword.
The perverse incentive of BBBE has become that large companies now can cut out all SMEs to inflate their own BE credentials. And sadly, this isn't just Kabelo's story. It is increasingly the story of millions of South Africans who are locked out of a system that rewards the connected and punishes the rest of us.
Die minister van sport, kuns en kultuur, Gaitan McKenzie, sê hy sal nie bedank nie, aangesien hy die rol aanvaar het om die volk te dien en nie vir persoonlike gewin nie. Hy kry die wind van vooraf nadat ou rassistiese tweets weer opgeduik het. Hy het op sosiale media beweer dat dit 'n politieke smeerveldtog van Action SA is.
I respect the president of the country so much. I'm really not desperate for the job. I took this job because I want to deliver a service. So this campaign to get me out, your thing to make me look bad. Mashaba, your party is going down. Now you want to come and find relevance with me. You could pick up the phone and ask me, is this true? That's okay.
Die adjunkkommissaris van die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens, Johnson Makubu, het bekendgemaak dat belastingbetalers die fiskus meer as 500 miljard rand skuld. Hy het by 'n konferensie in Boksburg gepraat.
The growing tax debt, we are sitting with around 513 billion rands. SARS has not had substantial write-offs of its debt book. There is still an opportunity that we can be able to leverage that. There is an issue around acceleration of e-commerce. We have done away with the flat rate of 20% on goods that are coming in.
In ons sluit af in India waar die Hoër Hof het besluit dat duisende rotloperhonde uit die hoofstad Delhi verwyder moet word. Dit terwyl van openbare veiligheid na 'n skerp stygging in gevalle van hondebuite. Die jongste data toon dat daar meer as 60,000 rondlooprhonde bly in Delhi se strate. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Afrikaans en Engels om 3 uur.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.